He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You ready to unload on me?
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey. Remember Fat Albert?
That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Evan has no idea who he is.
None.
Yeah.
Look at him.
He's a little chubby.
Yeah.
He's a little chubby.
I've been making older jokes in the break room before the show. I didn't like it at all.
I didn't either.
Hey, RIP Frankie Beverly.
Look at California.
Joy and pain. Yeah. Sunshine and rain.
I bet you those two guys have never even heard of him.
They're like, what is going on? Rest in peace to the great Frankie Beverly and Maze, Donnie.
Get some Look at California.
Wow,
some
look
bumper
at my
music.
Man.
Let's go.
Hey, you got a birthday coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good one. It's a big one. It's a big number.
Oh,
it's a big number.
Yeah. Be happy you got it.
Not five, not six, not seven.
Hey. What, are we talking about how many games McCaffrey's going to miss?
Dude, I'm waiting on your victory lap.
Hey, how many games do you think McCaffrey's going to miss?
Not five, not six, there you not go. Seven.
If you were in charge, how would you handle this? Because real quick.
I don't know.
I was driving in, and I did the first audio text on the Vine. I am proud of myself. Instead of typing, I did the audio. And I said, I'm the only man in America in radio that works with the man that brought this up. And he said, Matt, you said I want to see Brock Purdy without one of his weapons, and I wanted to throw something at you if I had it. And now here we are. This is sports. Nobody saw it coming except me. He didn't have McCaffrey week one. And I'm wondering if it's up to you and the listeners, how long would you keep them out? I know we're going to play some Baldy sound, but Stanley, I got to give you love and you don't want it, but we're watching it in a contract year for Brock Purdy, who goes out there without him and beats the crap out of the Jets. Boy.
Still got Jordan Mason.
Yeah, he was a big part of
He was a weapon on Sunday.
Can he
Monday.
Keep that up or can they keep that up? If I told you why today, I'm not hating
not?
On the win. Is six field goals going to be good enough against the Rams when you see them?
Oh,
or Minnesota?
My God. Oh, my God.
Dude, I just.
Help me, Bay Area.
Stop.
Help me.
Yeah. Good to see you, man.
Special teams player of the week, right in your face.
Jake
Moody.
But you don't want him to be that. No,
of course
you don't.
Of course you do.
No, you want J.P. Mason with four tugs, like Josh Allen was responsible for four touchdowns.
Look, there's no such thing as homecoming weekend in the NFL. Okay?
No, I believe that.
You don't get to schedule St. Leo's or Southeastern Maine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Kyle Shanahan.
He's close.
Joke artist.
To be one of the best. Hey, I hear you having one of the best
to
ever do it.
I'm not doing that today.
He's close. But if he pulls this off, if they're without McCaffrey for extended weeks, I'm already ready to say after four quarters, are we surprised? Like,
you know,
Donnie, it's real.
You know what's real? You know what's real?
You and I.
Let me tell you what's real, and it's come to the NFL. And you might not like to hear it, but it's the fact. Load management is now a part of the NFL. It is. It is.
But give us an example of
Christian
that.
Christian McCaffrey. If it's a playoff game, he could play. It's not a playoff game, he's going to rest. Simple as that.
Well, let's
17-game season. Right. It's a longer season than it's ever been. You got more time to make up ground or to pull away. They will do nothing but err on the side of side of caution with McCaffrey.
Okay, do you think there's any correlation with reports that he got hurt or this injury, this area, started week 17 against the Rams. And we've talked ad nauseum, at least I have, about why the Niner offense was pedestrian last season in the playoffs. Stani, do you think there's anything to that? Because there are some people out there starting to say, I didn't notice any difference in McCaffrey. He was gashing the Chiefs early on. He fumbled. But I hear what you're saying, but nobody wants it this way, right? Because it's not about when you come back. It's how the body reacts when you come back and subject it to pounding and cleats and all that other stuff. That's why I'm nervous.
This is my quintessential, you can't have it both ways.
Mm.
Okay. If you're that worried about McCaffrey, then take it to the next level and say what you really want to say, which is maybe the Niners made a mistake by paying McCaffrey.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that till you brought that up. Seriously.
Well, if he's hurt, did they sign damaged goods? Did they give him guaranteed money when they knew he wasn't healthy?
Nah.
Well, then you can't worry about the injury. Well, you can, but I'm going to give you grief.
No, that's – wow, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. How about it? Should they have given that money to Mason?
Stop. It's like – honestly, partner, I know you're different than I.
Oh, very.
He wouldn't touch the field for me for week 5 or 6 or set. Like,
but why would you say that when we have no idea what the injury is?
It's an Achilles.
Why not 11 weeks? Why not 7 weeks?
At some point, you got to – give it a go, and I know he's a warrior, but hey, I'm not stirring the pot. This is their reality, and I believe Kyle Shanahan is that win, all of them, everybody included. It just was a reminder that maybe Kyle don't need McCaffrey. Oh, he's a luxury, don't get me wrong, but Stani, that man can call plays with the best of them. He made Jimmy Garoppolo look like prom king, and look what he's doing for young Brock Purdy. 18-4 in his 22 NFL starts. Who had another ledger like that early on in their NFL quarterbacking career? Jimmy Garoppolo. But people, you know, poo-pooed it. I'm just saying, I think the Niners are golden either way. The preference is obviously to have the best player in the league, I believe, when healthy. But man, my man, Matt Stiney, to say he wants to see Brock without weapons – it's right here upon us. Like, that's crazy. Like, the irony, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. And I was calling you crazy. So what's the one positive? You tell me the Niners judging Brock on, hey, we got that guy that you said possibly Stani could be your next the quarterback for 8 to 10 years.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is maybe Jordan Mason's good enough that he is another weapon out there. Maybe he's not Christian McCaffrey, right, but he looks like, to me, he's pretty darn good. And, I mean, look, the 49ers, to me, can win a lot of regular season games with or without McCaffrey.
All right.
Playoffs, probably a different story. We'll see. But, like, here's the way I was thinking about it yesterday with Mason. They can win any game with Jordan Mason.
Preach.
I don't know if they can go 15-2 and, you know, rip through the playoffs. But they can win a game against anybody with Jordan Mason. The question is, are they going to have to do it for several weeks in a row?
Yeah.
So let's listen to Brian. But you know what? I want to listen to Feely.
Okay.
Let's listen to Dr. Feely first. And he was on with Willard and Dibbs talking about the injury. And here's Dr. Feely on the Achilles / calf.
You know, I really don't think it means all that much different than what we were thinking the week before if it was a calf strain. If you look at, I think the best comp for a backfield player for a calf strain was Joe Burrow last year. He was out for the entire preseason. He came out and he started slow. You know, when you have a calf strain, that's kind of on the inside of your calf at the top part of your Achilles. When you have Achilles tendonitis, there's a whole spectrum of problems that can be. It can be very mild to you can't put weight on it. Based on how he's been practicing, this is probably more on the mild side, and they're being conservative on being able to keep him out, no knowing that they have a good backup, and he's got an incredibly long season. And I don't think it's honestly all that controversial to say that Jordan Mason might have been told he was a starter, and that McCaffrey was probably hoping he was going to play up until the last minute, and then the decision was made he's not going to start and he's not going to play, just out of an abundance of caution.
Let me ask 49er fans this pretty simply. When you hear about McCaffrey, you know he missed game one, we'll see if he plays against Minnesota. Do you look at it as we're in trouble, or do you look at it as, you know what, this could be a silver lining? This could be a great silver lining. You get Jordan Mason a bunch of touches early in the year, you get him acclimated. You slowly work McCaffrey back in, maybe midseason or so, but Jordan Mason stays in the mix, getting 8-10 carries a game. You limit McCaffrey to 15 carries a game. And could it be a recipe for being even a better team later in the season because you've incorporated Jordan Mason, and then you get Christian McCaffrey with less wear and tear and complete health? Wow. That's the way your optimist seems to approach it, and you know that would be me.
Yeah, I'm not even look, that was perfection.
Thank you.
If that's how you want to go draw it up,
I know,
that'll suffice. And again, you know, nobody will ever say this, Donnie, but we talked about the, not the demand, but the rank that McCaffrey had. He was option number one and 1A in regard to his carries out of the backfield and what he could do in the passing game. Now, I don't know about Mason catching the ball out the backfield. I didn't see it much on display Monday night, but with his 28 carries, now we're going to see Brock throw to his weapons on the outside more. And I'm sure Debo, who caught a couple balls, had a couple, you know, incompletes. But at the end of the day, if Ayuk gets his thing together, and maybe we'll see a guy like me, he'll get to see Kittle, you know, get more targets per se. Because I don't understand that. I know. Go ahead.
Don't understand what?
Just Kittle had 4 for 40. I get it. Just, well, you, like in the red zone, can I see an incompletion to Kittle?
I'm gonna have to do this
inside the 20. Even if it if it's incomplete or picked off, can you throw it to 85?
You need to understand something, and the sooner you do, the better. This is moments after. And this is what I wanted to lead with today. This is moments after the Niners beat the Jets.
Hey, guys, hell of a job, man. All right, game, everybody across the board. How many runs do we get? 37 runs, guys. Hey, awesome job, man. Hey, guys, hell of a job, man. We got Minnesota. It'll be a very quick turnaround. You guys get your rest. Take advantage of tomorrow. Appreciate you guys. Awesome game.
Hey, man. Hey, this all work, no luck. Mm-hmm. This only beginning. Mm-hmm. Hey, Niners on three. Niners on three. 1, 2, 3.
Goo, don't you get it?
I don't yet.
Don't you get it?
They like to run.
Thank you.
But they threw it 29 times, too.
But they passed 55. I mean, they ran 55% of the time.
Yeah.
So 5 seconds after they win this game, the first stat Shanahan cites is 37 runs. Now think about this for a minute. They ostensibly have the best running back in football. Christian McCaffrey. Top three running back in football. They find out he's not going to play the game. Christian McCaffrey.
Gotcha.
So they got to go to his backup. His backup.
Yeah. I hear you, John.
His backup comes in, rushes 28 times for 147 yards, and the 49ers run the ball 37 times without McCaffrey. If that doesn't tell you how Kyle Shanahan wants to win a game, first and foremost, option one, option 1A, option 1B, I don't know what to tell you. They'd rather run than pass, and they're going to give themselves every chance to succeed in the run game before they put the ball in the air more than half the time. You can wish.
No, I'm not even mad at that because it's worked.
They're going to run the football.
Okay,
that's That's number one priority.
Yeah, no doubt, Stoney. But of the 29 passes, I guess I would just, Kittle caught, he had five targets. He caught four.
Okay.
And I guess in the red zone, and I said this before Monday night against the Jets, so I think that goes well for what I want and what I've kind of been wanting to see more of 85 featured is tight end is a quarterback's best friend. And I'm not saying the Niners have a red zone issue. I just know in the Super Bowl, had they punched it in against a good Chiefs defense, maybe there's a parade and the Niners are Super Bowl champs, but can we find him more within zone, you know, opportunities? That's all. It's just, I'm nitpicking, but it's just something that I have on my 8.5 by 11, and you keep coming back with they like to run more. I get that.
That's right.
But they threw it 29 times, too.
Right. But the percentage is 56-44. The other thing is, you know what? And I get it. Tight end, you just said a tight end is a quarterback's best friend. Not on this team. Mm. Tight end is a running back's best friend on this team. And here's the other thing I was thinking about. And I know I've kind of messed around with making fun of this, but trust me, I was just making fun of it. I didn't really mean it.
Yeah.
If you have George Kittle, who's considered one of the best blockers from the tight end position, and the one thing we've heard about Brandon Ayuk since the start of his career is he's become one of the best wide receiving blockers in football, the reality is that Kyle Shanahan looks at those players not just as catchers, but he looks at them as blockers. And he thinks that those guys, even though they catch the ball, that's their number one job description, the fact that they are such good blockers makes him lean more heavily on the run game. Yeah. And if there's a recipe for a 49er win, I think Monday night was exactly what Shanahan's looking for. Maybe they'll get down games
and
later in the year, and they may have to throw it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But the strength of this team is clearly running the football, and I think he gives his team ample opportunity to do that, and I don't see him as somebody who's going to give up on the running game without giving it multiple chances.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, and you talked about, and I'm not here to go against you on just how well they are or how loaded they are receiver, both. IU got 30 mil a year this offseason. We watched that play out. They need him. He's special. We've seen Deebo Samuel pre-McCaffrey do what he's done, and I think he's going to be the beneficiary of however long McCaffrey's out, Steiny. We're going to see more Deebo. I didn't like him on the kickoff. You didn't ask me. That's collisions that can – is it worth it? You know, just my 2 cents. But, man, he had 8 totes in the backfield for 23 yards. I like what I'm seeing from Deebo. 13 total touches. Moving forward, life without McCaffrey, I think we see more in 19, especially with Brandon Ayuk trying to get up to par.
The other thing I'm thinking about McCaffrey, if and when he gets back, is I don't get the sense Kyle Shanahan likes to ease guys back. And when McCaffrey comes back, you cannot tell me that Kyle Shanahan wants to ease him back.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that Shanahan believes in, that if you play, he's going to use you exactly like he will use you. If you're not healthy, then you can't play, because he doesn't want a guy on his team on a Sunday that he can't utilize to his utmost.
Yeah.
And so that's also another thing I thought we saw on Monday. You lose McCaffrey, you have a backup in Jordan Mason who's probably never run more than 10 times in a game. And in his first game as a starter, he runs him 28 times.
That's a record under
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because that's what the game plan called for.
And the Jets couldn't stop him.
That's what Kyle Shanahan wanted to do. And he ended up running a backup running back 28 times. So what that tells me is whenever McCaffrey comes back, I think Kyle Shanahan is going to make sure that he's 100%, and if he needs to hit the ground running with 20 carries that first game, whenever it is, week 2, week 4, week 8, week whenever, like, he's got to coach that way.
Yeah.
And so maybe if that's the thought process, Goo, then maybe you do keep him out a little longer than you might ordinarily.
Right. Yeah, and you talked about it. And real quick, Stoney, I didn't tell you because you didn't ask me how my experience was watching the game in the press box with the rest of the guys here. But I just want to tell the NFL, quit allowing these guys to change their damn number. I'm looking for Debo at number 19. DJ Slade's let me know when Evan did. Debo's now number one, Stoney. And I just hate that, thinking I'm watching my guy and I'm like, damn it, he changed his number. But with what you just said, they're loaded. And if you want to err on the side of caution and you can beat the Jets, and again, the Jets were not a playoff team. I have high expectations for them, but you're right. Let that thing go and let him get healed. But Feely, the doctor that joined Willard and Dibbs, that was positive, his breakdown. But you also didn't play Baldy. I know we got Baldy, his sound of what he thinks life without McCaffrey, what that does to the team.
Yeah, we can listen to that on the other side. I want to listen to a little more of Feely to just get an idea of what this injury entails. This is what tendonitis means compared to a calf strain.
In many ways, a calf strain is going to be just as bad, if not worse, than the Achilles tendonitis. It really just depends on the severity of the tendonitis. All it really means is there's inflammation along the tendon, which as a 28 to 30-year-old running back with a lot of mileage, it's kind of expected he's going to get that at some point during his career, if not this year, next year. So I don't think it's a big deal. He's going to get a lot of treatment for it. I think it's important for him to be able to limit his reps during the season. I think we've seen that in the last couple of years. He's somebody that does a great job at a certain number of reps. And then if we have a suitable backup, that's even better.
All right. So Feely emphasizing maybe a little less of a workload would work out for Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. And under Kyle Shanahan, Stoney, that has not been the case. So you wonder if it'll change. But I'll never forget, he didn't scorn the reporter. But when they asked about basically the snap count for McCaffrey or the touches, he blew past that baby like Steve Austin on Fall Guy, like Colt Sears. Man, what are you talking about? But now we'll all be watching to see not just when he comes back, but what will his workload be.
You know when the last time McCaffrey had a full practice was?
All right, you're going to be proud. The last August time, 4th.
August 4th. It was August 4th. He had his last practice where he was a full participant, so it was August 4th. I think he said what? What'd you say?
August 4th.
Did he?
Yeah. Especially after yesterday. I'll wait for the crossover today.
Oh. Why?
There were rumors that Asamoah and Kerry Washington were getting a divorce, and they spoke about it.
And there's rumors that people are eating cats. But that doesn't make it true.
Now, I do wonder, what's the difference between, like, dog, cat, we eat deer, we eat cow, we eat bear, we eat frog, we eat air. Like, what's the difference?
Well, the cats and dogs are domesticated, essentially.
I wasn't asking that. Yeah. I do know that. Yeah. I had a dog.
What kind?
Ira Setter. The name was Danny.
Did it go pick up birds for you?
Nah. It's one of those infections. He got a lot of ear infections.
Did you put it down?
Norm did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Norm used to whoop him. Like he'd do
stuff. No. Don't say. Norm used praise. right, Norm? Norm, wink, wink. You used praise.
Pops, right. They'll be coming for him.
Yeah, you get more bees with honey than vinegar. Norm knows that. He's been around.
Oh, boy.
He knows how you get the most out of a dog, Norm does. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Christian McCaffrey, little banged up. Are you more worried about it, or do you think this is more of an opportunity to get other guys involved, and then you have more weapons down the stretch? How do you look at it? What kind of fan are you? You optimist, or are you a little bit of a pessimist? 888-957-9570. We're going to also talk about Brock Purdy's performance. And coming up at 11:45, it's week one of the guy we all know that you all love. Ross Tucker, baby.
Ross
Tucker at 11:45, so you're not going to want to go anywhere on 95.7 The Game. And that segment brought to you by Lucky California.
If I were your program director, I would fine you every time you make a reference to Pennsylvania High School.
You like that? You like that?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Wild Wednesday, baby. Payday Friday, 48 hours. Let's go. Smoke them if you got them.
I don't think, is it?
No, it's Payday Friday, baby.
It is Spadone?
No, not that smoke. I'm done with that. I'm talking about cigars. Smoke them if you got them.
Hey, is it true cigars are worse for you than cigarettes?
We've done this a million times, but let's do it a million times in one.
Hey, Goo.
Hey.
Knock it off.
Well, can I just pull the curtain back?
Well,
Evan comes in here, and we're talking about athletics because we're still in the gym. And you say I can make the Odell Beckham one-handed catch?
Yeah.
And I like to fill out the chair. So I'll put you on the spot. Explain that.
I was the most valuable player in 1986 in the Franklin and Marshall Intramural League. Ronnie Kane was the quarterback, and I was I played a lot of slot, but I could line up on the outside.
Dude, but what makes you think you can make that catch?
Because I made it. Because I've made it.
Hey, here comes Spadone throwing it to him, YouTube chat.
Because I've made it a million times.
Spadone, wow. Yeah,
not with three fingers.
Look at him. The lights got too bright.
No, I can make that catch.
Dude, can make that catch.
You know how people are like, hey, what's his game like?
That's me.
Yeah, I was like Steve Largent.
Oh, one of my favorites. Yeah?
Precision personified. I could run routes.
And you quit because you got hurt?
You didn't
like to get hit?
I was able to do two things. I was able to run precise routes, right, and I was also great at sitting in zone coverage.
You're a big Ladd McConkey fan.
Sitting,
hey, I got him on my fantasy.
I
get weekly
sit in
last
the middle
week.
Of coverage. Just wait for it.
My
like
man.
Kelsey. I had a big
straight lines.
I had a big butt. I could keep guys off me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to Roy in San Leandro. Wants to talk about running back.
Where you been, Roy?
He's our guy?
Yeah, Roy. Hey. You'll hear him when you hear him talk.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, yes, nice to hear from both of you.
Oh,
hey, look, you guys were talking about the running back. You remember one of the last times I ever called in, we were talking about the issue of the running back. And I told you, Elijah Mitchell don't really, serve no purpose on the club
anymore. Yeah, that's right.
And so now Shanahan finally got somebody that he can rely on. Because you remember I said the 49ers are going to be in a world of trouble if they don't get another running back. You remember? And so now they got somebody. But I just want to say this, that I don't really believe the 49ers are poised to challenge Kansas City because they don't have the kind of team to beat Kansas City. It's still problems on their offensive line. Mm. Okay, last week, for example, when Kansas City played
Baltimore.
Okay, right. Okay, well, what I'm saying is that Baltimore came close to winning, but they still lost. And it was times that they could have kicked field goals, and they didn't. Well, what I'm saying is that the 49ers don't have that kind of team. In order to beat Kansas City, you need one of those teams like when the Raiders had Kenny Stabler, and they had those three real good outs, Dave Casper, Mike Siani, and Cliff Branch, and then plus they had real good running backs. 49ers don't have that kind of a team, And so, they play well. I mean, like last year when they played Dallas, I thought that 49er team would be able to beat Kansas City. I mean, because they showed who was the best in the NFC, and they put the 49ers put Dallas in their place. But you see, now they've been weakened kind of in a sense on the defense. Those cover men are good, mm-hmm. but I don't know if they could really stop Kansas City. That's basically all I wanted to say. And thanks a lot. It's nice hearing from both of you, too.
You too, Roy. You're one of our
appreciate
favorites,
man.
Roy sounds like the great rest in peace Willie Mays. He got that.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah, that's how they always remind me. But Stoney, I'll say this to Roy's point. I mean, what can you do, Roy? You don't play the Chiefs until what? A few weeks, you know, not a little more than that. My point being is, what did you tell me, and what did Lynch tell Tim Kawakami? Hey, you got to earn that right to get to the playoffs, and
well,
you stack
did.
Wins.
They earned
and
it
I would just
one.
Tell Roy, because he said they've been weakened. They should have beat Kansas City. They didn't, Roy. And if you think this version of the Niners is weakened, I guess all I'll say, Roy, and to everybody listening, after 1 week, the Jets came in here and got just dealt with, Stoney, on both lines of scrimmage. I mean, they were out-physicaled. And I looked at Lenore and Ward going man coverage. Now, I know the Chiefs are different, but I would just hold on to that thought after a win, a dominating performance by the Niners. Not saying Roy's wrong, but damn, Stoney, after week one, I didn't see too many weaknesses on display.
Well, the red zone.
Well, look at you.
So one,
shot down. I'm writing that down.
See, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't think one game means you have a serious problem. It's got to be a trend.
All right.
It's got to be a trend. Somebody on the YouTube chat saying
you can't catch.
No, they're right. Saying what about, you know? Obviously, they've seen some of my intramural highlights, and they said they said Stoney's a little like Eddie McCaffrey.
Right,
Eddie McCaffrey.
He was a bad dude.
You know what? I'll be honest. And see, this is where I'm able to look at myself in the mirror and
you
assess
just want to
myself.
Talk basketball, don't you?
I actually don't. But what I will say is Eddie McCaffrey had a little more speed than me.
Yeah, Eddie was
he was quietly pretty fast.
And they used to do that salute. Denver did him and T. Man.
Yeah, I was more of a plotter. I'd like to sit in zone coverage.
Just pay it off. You quit because you couldn't take the pounding.
It was flag football.
Oh, God.
It was intramurals, bro. It wasn't real football.
Oh, my. That's like me. I could beat Jordan Bell or score on him.
Not quite the same. Not quite the same.
Where's he at?
Jordan Bell?
Yeah. I could score on him now.
Let me. You know what? I'm going to guess.
God!
Indonesia. That's my guess for Jordan Bell. Indonesia.
I'm going to go China.
Okay. That's fair. Well, you called for it. Brian Baldinger on with the morning roast today. And how good can he be? Can the Niners be without McCaffrey? How important is McCaffrey? Hey, Baldy, what do you think?
But you can't play at the same level without Christian McCaffrey. Credit Jordan Mason and everything else on Monday night. But you're not going to play at the same level without him. He's just too much of a force for Kyle Shanahan to move around and put in different positions and exploit matchups in the passing game. But, you know, he has this history now. And I'm the biggest Christian McCaffrey fan there is. But he has this history. He had 400 touches 1 year in Carolina, and he was banged up for much of the next two seasons.
That is – I got to throw it back Jordan Bell in Puerto Rico right now. So yeah. Hey, you just mentioned the word trend, and Baldy brought up the Carfax report, that is, for Christian McCaffrey. What would trend apply here in regard to the last two seasons, his workload, and then what happened in Carolina where he played three games after? What would you say to that?
My answer would be no.
All right.
Because here's the way I look at it. Had a lot of touches 1 year, had a lot of touches the following year, then he got hurt. Okay, that's once in his career. Now he had a lot of touches 2 years ago, a lot of touches last year. He missed the first game. Okay. I still consider it a coincidence.
All right.
Until further notice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. That's just me. Maybe there's something more going on here than meets the eye. But,
okay.
I mean, the other thing is, I'm not saying I disagree with Baldy. I agree with him that they can't play at the same level over the course of time. But I believe if Jordan Mason's got to play, you know, 3 to 5 games, I think they can be the exact same team that they want to be with Christian McCaffrey. Now, if it extends, then I think the 49ers have an issue, clearly. But I'm going to view this as a positive early in the season, believe it or not.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. But I told you and Evan in the green room, Stoney, I do wonder who is the backup to the backup. And Jordan Mason, outside of being asked about when he was told start and his truth Friday, I hated that form. But after that, Stoney, he said, boy, that was a lot of work. carrying the rock 28 times. So I'm wondering, is it Guerrero? Who are we going to see? Because do you think Kyle's going to even disperse it that way? Or is it going to just be Jordan Mason? We're going to give it to you again 28 times if we can.
I mean,
there's got to be a backup to the backup.
Well, there probably is. But when you ask me what kind of coach Kyle Shanahan is, and 49er fans, tell me if you agree with me or not here. I just think that, okay, Jordan Mason carried 28 times. If Christian McCaffrey can't go against Minnesota and the game plan calls for Jordan Mason to carry 25 times, mm-hmm. he's going to carry 25 yeah. times. Like, I think that's the way Kyle Shanahan looks at his football team. Tell me who's available. Tell me who's not available, and then I'm designing a game plan under the assumption that everybody who's on that field is 100%. I really don't think he's the kind of coach that likes to ease a guy in. And maybe I'm wrong. Right. I could be wrong. But
right now, you're right, because that's how it's gone. And real quick here, Chicago yeah. Jason on the YouTube chat saying Debo's the backup.
Maybe.
I mean, he got 8 carries.
That was the most carries he got since 21.
Wow.
Debo Samuel. Rob's in San Bruno.
Our guy. I was wondering when we were going to hear from Rob. What up, baby?
Hey, Rob, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Talk to us. A new season.
That's right. Well, you know, the Niners came out and handled business. You know, you got to remember, the Jets were a 7-10 football team last year. Mm. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old. He's not the same guy. So, I mean, we handled our business. That's all that matters. So, but I'm concerned about CMC, and I feel like we can't keep carrying that boy 28 times a game. Because Mason is a physical runner. He looks for contact. So I feel like we got to even out a little bit, because you're going to wear him down, and then what? So, in my opinion, I feel like they did good. We're going to be all right, but we got to remember, though. We played against Solomon Thomas and Kinlaw. They were busts for us. There's a reason why they're on the Jets. So, let's calm down. At the end of the day, it's Super Bowl or bust for the 49ers. It's about beating KC. It's about beating the AFC.
Yeah.
That's all it's about.
Rob, can I leave? Yeah, I'm cutting you off. My bad.
No. I said we're 0-5 versus KC in Baltimore since 2012, wow. 2019. So that's what we need to worry about, the AFC. And I think in Philly and Detroit going to be tough too. But I think we're still the first best team in the NFC. But it's Super Bowl or bust. That's what it's about.
Hey, so, Rob, let me leave you with this.
I got a question for Rob.
I got one too. You go ahead, because I was waiting.
So, Rob, can I assume that you're not really going to be able to enjoy any regular season wins this year?
Mm.
No, when I go to the games, I'm enjoying myself. Trust and believe that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, in terms of we've seen this already. We need to beat we've seen we can beat mediocre teams. We can run through the whole NFC. They got to prove to us we can beat the Kansas yeah. Cities. Our competition is the AFC. The AFC is more dominant than the NFC. There's 3 teams in the NFC. It's about 7 teams in the AFC. So, like I said, we're 0-5 versus Mahomes and Lamar. You got to beat mobile quarterbacks, and we struggle with mobile quarterbacks. Now, pocket quarterbacks, the Goffs, the Aaron Rodgers now, we eat them guys up, but it's just the mobile quarterbacks that give us problems.
Yeah. I'll leave you with this, Rob, and I know what Stein's going to say. Guru, it's football. One thing I didn't like about Monday night, you tell me what you think as a Niner fan, did you really need Debo, who you had in the backfield on kickoff returns? I just, like, is it really worth it?
No, because if Purdy, that guy, with all his weapons, you just paid IU $30 million. You got Kittle. You're going to pay Purdy $60. If you feel like Purdy your guy, why are you running Debo up the gut? Like, that's what I don't like about that. Quit doing Debo like that. If Purdy's your guy, he's our guy, obviously. Let him run the offense. Put the ball in the air. Let him show you he's worth $60 million. Don't put other players in harm's way. I don't like that. It was too many times for me.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, Rob. Sorry to cut you off, but thank you.
Now, it's a great question, Stania. Are you going to enjoy it? I guess Niner fans, and that's what I was alluding to before the season started, there's just an expectation that on most Sundays, they are the better team. You'll enjoy it, but, you know, the rat on the table for the Niners and Niner fans, I believe, all season long is, are we going to get our heart broken again?
two things I would say to Rob. One is they have proven that they can run through the NFC. You're right. But they haven't proven it this year yet because they haven't had a chance.
And last year was tough in the playoffs.
I get it's Super Bowl or bust, but you still have to figure out a way to win 10 games in the regular season. And maybe those will just come by accident because this team is so good and so talented. But again, it's a new year, and they're going to have to show it one more time that they are the best team in the NFC, and then they'll take their chances in the Super Bowl if they get there. The other thing is, again, I'm gonna use Monday's game to say I don't think you're onto anything here, and that is he used Deebo Samuel to return some kicks, and he ran Deebo Samuel 8 times.
Who was slow to get up a few times.
Yeah. Because that's what Kyle does. If Deebo Samuel can play and he thinks he needs to use him at running back, I don't think it matters if it's the first game or the third game. Yeah. So I just think this whole idea of, well, let's save some stuff. I think Kyle Shanahan goes into every week and is only thinking about that particular game. And he'll do anything and everything to win a regular season game, even if it is run Deebo Samuel 12 times. I just think that's his nature.
Yeah, and I can't speak for you, but I don't even think it's about, you know, showing what you have or keeping or hiding something. It's just about, hey, we're without arguably our best offensive player. Why even subject Deebo to more punishment and possibly lose him?
Well,
I was looking at it from.
Because if Deebo Samuel can pick up some of the slack,
The kickoff, I thought that was like, and Sonny, I was in the house.
You know what? I'm going to be
He was slow a few times getting up on some of those runs.
I'm going to be honest with you guys.
It's football.
Here's the bottom line. Shanahan doesn't coach scared. Fans may watch games scared.
Well, I would say, but
Shanahan does not coach scared.
Yeah, but at the end of halves, the clock, we talked about it yesterday, Stoney, you know, not being ultra aggressive. I think about the Super Bowl, not calling the timeout Monday night, just kind of playing for the field goal.
Here's the other thing about that. I think Kyle Shanahan, would he have liked the touchdown going in? Of course he would have. But the reality is, his number one objective is when they defer on the kickoff, his number one objective is to have the ball the last 5 minutes of the second quarter and then have it again the first 5 minutes of the third quarter.
The double up.
Of course, if you can get a score on both, touchdowns on either, that's icing on the cake. But I think he looks at that middle portion of the game as we have a chance to dominate time of possession from midway through the second quarter to midway through the third quarter. And if we do that, the points are going to come. Mm. And I think I texted to you guys that at the end of that second quarter, I was like, it doesn't even matter if they score a touchdown or not here. Kyle is so excited that's the one thing that he loves, that he just loves to do, and that is double up like that. And when he does that, I think he feels like he's operating from a position of strength.
Well, it worked. It worked Monday night. And again, I was just thinking about last year in totality, the difference, and I don't have to, you know, math, the difference between 3 and 7 is 4 points. And if somehow, you know, in certain games against top-tier talent or games like the Super Bowl, if you can get in, Steiny, and I think you learn that as you go, that's the difference between going in overtime and winning the game.
Yeah, and I also think, though, that every game is its own entity. Mm. And if that game were a little different, they probably wouldn't have kicked 6 field goals. But they got up, and they realized they were up more than a score.
Yeah.
And then once they're up more than a score, then just keep taking the points because you're not – it's not like you're down 3 and you need a touchdown. If you're up 10, of course you'd rather have a touchdown, but let's get up 13.
Yeah.
And if you're up 13 and you can't get it in, well, let's get up 16, and that's, you know, that's That's really three scores if you don't have two. And I got to be real quick, Sonny.
I got to be careful because I know. Was a broken record all off season. Dude, Green Bay gave the Niners all that and some, and Detroit was.
Talking about last year.
Well, we're talking about
how they almost lost games last year.
Just when we talked to Rob about they got the NFC locked up, especially when you're missing your best player for we don't know how long.
Yeah.
Right now, after 1 week, it was good. And I haven't gave you my prediction or anybody for that matter this Sunday, but I got to be careful writing off Sam Darnold in Minnesota. It's the NFL.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we got the Purdy prognosis.
Yeah, we're going to unveil a new
A new segment, the Purdy Prognosis.
Yeah, bring it.
To talk about
game.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
That's coming up at 11. First, let's go to Free in Oakland.
Free.
What's up, Free? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, guys? This ain't Free. This is Flea.
Oh, Flea. What up, baby? Free the
What's
people.
Up, that was my bad.
I didn't put guys on to you two guys. I said, man, when you're at work, are you... You got to turn on 95.7
That's
again.
My man. That's my man.
You two guys, man. You guys be getting me through about three good hours.
Hey, Flea, real quick before you go, what we're going to do, Stoddy doesn't know this, is going to be a holiday get-together. We'll be at one of the venues, man. We'll give you ample notice, man. You meet up with us and throw one back.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I want to tell you. I want to tell you, Stoddy. Shanahan came out. Yes, we know he has certain scripted plays. But when he seen them guys could not stop the run, that's why the young guy ran the ball 28 times. We know Shanahan liked to run, but the reason why we ran the ball so much, they couldn't stop the run. He was getting almost at least 70% of his runs. He was getting 5 to 6 yards per run.
Yep.
That's one. Number two is, I don't want to hear nobody talking about Purdy and we got to see what he do this year. Purdy had a better career than half most of the quarterbacks that's playing today. He didn't been to a championship, Super Bowl, one playoffs game. He was a Mr. Irrelevant, looking at almost making 50 to some million a year. His career is solidified from where he came from to where he at today. And another thing I want to say, if you've seen the Ayuk face when he dropped that ball, like, what they going to say about me now?
Oh, no, yes, it was. There was no doubt, man.
Yeah, and thanks, Flea. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Have you met Flea?
No. Well, I know him. I met him through the show.
Well, that doesn't really count.
Well, that's why I invited him.
And that's why people like Flea, and he seems like a dynamite person. He's got to be vetted. I mean, we don't know anything about him.
Oh, Flea is telling people to come to our show at our station.
Exactly.
He's family.
Doesn't
he call
that scare
the morning roast? No. And we got to have a get-together here soon.
But we don't know anything about him. You know what I'm saying?
He digs us, and I dig him.
Allegedly.
Yeah, stop. You are a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Yeah.
You know, you're the guy who gets all, oh, don't tell people where we work. But you're inviting.
Yeah, that's where we're in the streets.
But you're inviting complete strangers out with us.
Anyway,
yeah.
Brian Flores, defensive coordinator for the Vikings. I want to say Niners by
Dolphins coach.
Yeah, and he went in on two, but he ran it back. I want to say Niners by 40. Today's not the day, but it's the NFL. So without McCaffrey, his job becomes easier.
Don't feel like you have to make a prediction.
No, we do that on Friday.
Because when you do that, oftentimes invites.
Just stop, man.
Stop.
R.I.P. Frankie Beverly. Joy.
Can we please get
pain.
Some Wicked California on the other side? You probably haven't heard it, Evan, but trust me, it's a banger.
Yeah. Thoughts and
prayers. A different kind of banger.
To the great Pam Moore.
All right. Coming up on the other side, we'll take some more of your calls, but we're also going to get into Brock Purdy with the Purdy prognosis. Got a lot of things to say about him. Guru does too. And you can jump in at 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.